Okay, today the Lechvod and Shchona, Ebrim Shabbos Hashanah coming up. We're going to learn a piece from Yichudes Bodidus. Where really the Sefer is talking about what he defines what his Bodidus is, and what in the life of the Mizbodid, the person who understands how to do his Bodidus, who does his Bodidus, why life is a little bit different. We're going to talk about one Indian, which is very much connected to Rosh Hashanah, of his Chachos. What does it mean to be Mizchadesh, to renew oneself? Right, we're all about to walk into Rosh Hashanah, and we take certain Kabbalahs on for the year, and try to be a new person. What does it really mean to be Hischachos? Now, you know, it's not a totally different Indian that we learned before. Because everything that we're learning in this class, I think we called it the Avodas Ha'atzmius. I mean, working on working on one's essence, working on one's self, right? And everything that Rav Kluger writes about, he's relating it back to the person. How to build from the inside out. You know, when we're talking about the Torahs that just don't work anymore, that's on the outside in. They're trying to impose some type of Torah from the outside in. You know, here he works from the inside out, from the person to the chag, from the person to the daf, from the person to the idea, as opposed to the idea and trying to fit that idea into a person. But first, it has to be a person. So let's learn the Indian of Hischachos in the writings of Rav Kluger, and I think it's a really unbelievable thing, and it really changes. I think it will change our Rosh Hashanah and change the whole idea of Hischachos. Mazos Hischachos. Right? Okay, I'll ask you guys, what is Hischachos? Hischachos. We're having a problem with the translation, or just what the definition is? Translation is renewal, like to mitchadesh. Well, give me an example of mitchadesh. In the spring, okay, fine, okay, fine. Now, I'm saying for the person. Charles tshuva mitchadesh.
Changes the person. It's not the same person as it was before.
Okay.
This is in relation to Rosh Hashanah.
Lav dafka, anytime.
Waking up in the morning.
Waking up in the morning. Okay, so let's go. Yesha sovrim. Some people think, yeah, kavar la'atri b'davar chadash koldu. To start again on something. Kabbalah Mitzvah Mekiyosef is a new Kabbalah, a new this, a new shir, a new yeshiva, a new roommate. Change my roommate, change my shir, change my this. Or la'asov kochos mechadash, kedei lashuv la'asod, to try again and to come as mash above lo tzlech. Something wasn't working out. Oh, my learning wasn't good. I knew like guys like NYU. The learning wasn't good, I'm changing my shir. And every 3 weeks, okay, I'm in my new shir, and I'm good. Now it's going to be different, right? And then 3 weeks later, okay, now I'm trying this new shir, and it's going to be different. 3 weeks later, I'm going to be a new shir, and it's going to be different. Right? Nothing changes. He thinks he's being mitchadesh because he's going to a new shir, a new yeshiva, a new roommate, right? But really, nothing really changes. Al pizel lo yipale shemigim matzavim v'shonim v'shanim shebehem yudi margish kamusag ischachus. For Enu Shaychalav, now we could understand that Yeish is going to put in, you know, okay, so I'll get a new wife. And the whole problem in my wife is in my life is my wife. So if I have another wife, then I think that it's going to work out then. And then you find that the guy has been divorced 4 times since then, and he's starting to lose faith that maybe getting another wife is not going to change his life, and maybe not getting a shear is going to change his learning, and not a roommate is going to change his midos. He starts having Yeish of his chachos. Inyan yofel l'shanot dimyom v'nurim v'ay omek farcharem. He says, at a certain point in life, it's nice to think about this idea of renewal and change and this and that. But you know what? That's for young people. My ship has sailed for that already. I'm done. I'm done with that. And it leads to a person who just is not mischadesh anymore. Because he thinks that his chachos is change. Change. Understand? Change. You know, I'm not playing baseball. Let me get a new mitt. And he gets a new mitt. I'm not biking well. So let me get a new bike. And he gets a new bike every few weeks. It's not going for him. Shorosh yezek kfar nisa v'nisa. The shorosh of this yesh, of this despair, is because he tried and tried and tried. Kfar is chadash b'chev pamim rabim. He's always changing things. V'noch lirot shebeatzim ein kol chadash tachas ha'shemesh. And he just comes to the conclusion, like I should have listened to Shlomo HaMelech. Ein kol chadash tachat shemesh. There's nothing new. It doesn't help. A new shir doesn't help, and a new yeshiva doesn't help, and a new mit doesn't help, and a new roommate doesn't help, and a new wife doesn't help, and a new house doesn't help. Oh, let me change my community. That doesn't help. Let me change my shul. That doesn't help. And he says all these things that he tried to do that he tried to be, let's say even if he was genuine about it, let's say, he was genuinely trying to mischadish, to renew himself, but nothing was ever working for him. And if he's still in this mode of changing things, all he's doing is that he's an old man with a white beard and he's dyeing the beard black. He's playing games with himself. Let me act young and like now I'm gonna change. You know, even when I'm old, I'm gonna change this. I'm gonna change that. I could still change things. The problem is he doesn't understand what his chachos is. But even when he dies it, he knows that the die is going to not last, the change is not going to last, and the fact that he got married again is not going to last, and it's just going to go back to the way it always was. Already during the time of Ischachus, right, I'm going to get a new Gemara, you know, a new edition of Gemara, that's why I'm not learning well, because I have the old edition of Gemara. But if I get the new edition of Gemara, then everything's going to be good. He already knows it when he's saying it, that it's not going to happen. The regular, he knows that sooner or later he's going to go back to his yashnus, which is, he's a lazy person. Doesn't matter how many new shirim he tries out, he's just a lazy person. And by trying to run around and mischadish, oh, it must be the new shir, it must be the new roommate, he's ignoring the problem with inside of himself, and already at a certain point of his life, he knows it's just going to get old. Ma ponim lischadish me'enze. Im ischadish is shinuyim. So again, so what's it? Ischadish is shinuyim, changes. Ein lecha yashan no shenei menu. You get so old. That's not renewal changing. You get so tired of changing. Right? You get so tired of changing. I've been to 7 shears left, and it's just not helping me. I've been to 10 yeshivas, it's just not going. Ki'odam shaval tochta, he goes back and back in his mistake, that change means chidush. Change means renewal. But that's a big mistake. Change doesn't mean renewal. Tolach sheshenifal bo chidush basos shinuyim, lachav mekein izbar shenote kefishu, v'logor meshinis chadush klavaka. He realized that he's still stuck with his old self, with his old shortcomings, and he realizes that you know, you ever hear in Hebrew? It's a very important phrase in Hebrew. Zet lo zet. Zet lo zet. You ever say that? Zet lo zet. That's not it. Zet lo zet. You guys never said that? It's a great phrase to know. Zet lo zet. That's not it. Sorry, buddy. You didn't get it. Zet lo zet. That's not ischachus. Changing is not ischachus. So what is ischachus? We want to renew ourselves. We want to begin. We want to be fresh. So wouldn't it make sense? Put on new clothing, go to a new shir, go to a new this. What does ischachus mean? Here we go, guys. Bet. He explains us what ischachus is. Oh, there's another sheet for him? I'm sorry.
No, it's a problem.
Here we go.
What's change again?
Change is not ischachus. That's what the person thought ischachus is. Renewal is to change. I'm going to, you know, start from new. But that's not.
And the word that we use for change is?
That, we'll get to that in a minute. Yesh lahavin bebehirut. We have to understand very clearly. Ki ischachus hakavonu liischadish ba'osam dvorim gufa shenase gam arayom. Mischadish means to renew the same things in the same yeshiva, in the same roommate, in the same place, with the same gemara, but be mischadish in that which you already do. He's going to explain. La'asosu mitoch rananut, frishkeit. Right? To do it for freshness. Right, David Mincha, mitochius v'lo mitoch mitat hanefesh, and to do with life and not misas hanefesh, like another mincha, another shachas, another shir, another this. But within that which we do yom yom, without changing our schedule, without changing this, and without changing our chavrusa every 5 minutes, and the same old chavrusa, but we're going to do it with frishkeit, with freshness. Hashem Yisbarach, and we can learn from Hashem Yisbarach. Does Hashem change creation every day? No, He renews creation every day. Right? You know, Einu mishanes abriya. He's not changing the bria. He's like, oh, this day the sun comes up here, and this day, you know, he's getting a little tired of it. He needs renewal, so he gets, you know, the moon's going to come up in the morning. Yeah, they can't keep fresh. You know, like, put the stars out in the middle of the day. And that's not how Hashem does it. He's mechadesh bechol yom tamid. Mechadesh betuvo bechol yom tamid means that he's the same creation every day is happening. El mechadesh so bria mamish. B'chol yom yesh a tam chadash. Every day there's a new tam. Hatfilu yosa tfilu b'chol yom. V'zo ikar ischachas. Ischachas v'lo shinuim. The ikar is ischachas to renew that which we're doing and not to change. Not to change something. Kasher adam nigash mechadash al kol ma'asav shukfar ragil b'hem kfar osa otam heitevu b'chol zo misporim b'hem v'rosh chod. That which we already do day in and day out, day in and day and day out. But instead of saying, I'm bored and I want something new, instead he goes, you know, I'm bored and mincha can't be a dead mincha. I want it to be a gevaldika mincha. I want it to be every word to be mincha. And I want, to, you know, this afternoon seder to be gevaldik, you know. I want this marv to mean something. That's to be mechadish, like Hashem is mechadish the bria every day. That's what his chadshus is. Learn it from Hashem Yisbarach. Shetamel malei sakranut. Derech Moshe belechto, but the tefillah mincha mahar Yudah al pesha. He gives an example: when a person is going to mincha, should be tzumah shel tzaraim likrat erev ozumi yudim es Hashem. To give a thought, what are you doing going to mincha? I mean, so you're in yeshiva, so you don't feel it that much. But like when you're going to work, maybe you felt in the summer or something like that. You like, it's such a chiddush to get out to mincha. Maybe when you're in Hask, you know, wow, I get to daven mincha today. I happen to work out with my camper, this, and I'm able to daven mincha today. Wow, you know, a person's in the middle of a meeting, and the meeting stops, and you're like, I got to go to mincha. Wow, what freshkeit. What renewal for that person. What a great mincha that he's going to have. Again, even if it isn't a lot of kavanah, but the point is that mincha is something meaningful to him. That machshava chadash kezos is chadashasi. He's doing that which is old. Okay? So, you know, it's very sad. Let's say a person does work, and he does get out to mincha, or he does do daf yomi, something that I can't do. Right? He does do it, but he does it mitochis yashnus, and he doesn't consciously with das. Say, this is unbelievable. I'm stopping my meeting today with this CEO and that CEO to daven mincha to Hashem. What an unbelievable thing. You're doing it already. So why does life have to stink? Why do you have to go there and like, oh, daven mincha. You know, you're already doing it. You know, like, I don't want to say you might as well not do it because that's not true. But like, you're already doing it. You're already stopping the meeting. Feel his chadshus within that. But why wouldn't a person feel his chadshus in that? Because he does that every day. This is not his chachas. His chachas is change. That's when we got to daven mincha and bells. You know? That's not true. That's changing. That's, so we're not looking for change. We're looking for renewing what we do. As Judah would say that you can move in a, this. Everyone thinks they have to move in this direction. They just have to cover ground this way. But sometimes you have to, if you go down and go amkus, 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 you reveal the great things that you do day in and day out. Right, we always want to run and change, right? We always want to run and change because it's very hard to go amkos in putting the kids to bed and putting the kids in the bath and then coming out to, you know, this and going to mincha and going. It's very hard because that's the real ischachos. Nikra Adar B'Yosef Achlofas Negunim. He goes, we can see for a good example, changing Negunim at a simcha, beit a simcha, right? The more modern the wedding is, the more they're going to change the songs. Right? That's the way it goes. The more modern a place is, I remember the Solomon brothers, they can stay on the same song for like literally 45 minutes. I was going to say, Charan, you got to change the song. But he doesn't know. It takes a long time. Like if you don't like the niggin, you can walk out, daven, five davenings, and come back, and they'll still be on the same niggin. Shabrega Rishon. He goes, look at when they, you know, like you're dancing at the wedding, and all of a sudden the niggin that you like comes on. Shabrega Rishon, Nira Adavakis Chacho, Shetol Chose Chadesh Rudin. Oh, and everyone's like, yeah, this niggin, like, you know, everyone goes crazy. What happens 2 minutes later? I was saying the niggin already. It's been like five times that we went through this loop. And everyone's like not excited about it. And then they say, another nigun. Oh, another nigun. Well, it dies down, right? When a person goes into the niggin and he's mischadish within the niggin, a nachmol means a nachmol closer to Hashem, and another time singing ani yishegno v'li b'yer, as by Tzimai, they must have sang that for like 82 times, like in a row. Ani yishegno v'li b'yer, ani yishegno v'li. I'm like, ah, oh, come on, like, change the song. I was like, no, but if you really mind, ani yishegno v'li b'yer, ani yishegno, and think about the words, every time there's another chance to get this amkus of it, and to really get to what's, and that's really schachos. Because your renewal has nothing to do with the change of the niggin. Your renewal has to do with what the niggin is doing to yourself. Again, this is all about that it's the you. It's the ata yodati. It's the ani ledodi. It's the you that's connecting to the niggin. It's not the band. It says that by Tamidei Chachamim, right, every time as they get older, their dat is mityashevet aleihem. What does mityashevet mean? What?
Rest.
Yeah, constant. Rest. It's what?
Constant.
Yeah, I think that's really an explanation of mityashevet. It settles down, like wine settles down.
Like all of the,
yeah, that what?
Where like the reason why they couldn't pass it.
Right, shaking up wine, very, very good from the Gullus. Sha'am the Mishnos Nurei Maya Mocham Hoga Chidushim Vinitzotze Avrakos Malei Chedva Simcha. At first, he's so excited and everything, and this Chiddush and that Chiddush. Achtivo Shel Moach Shaholich Midyashin Chadish Dvarim Chadashim. And he's so excited. Oh, that's like that Gemara. That's a good Gemara. And take out that new sefer that we just bought. That Michael Rose just sold, and everyone's buying it. Take. Mikan ve shav mel ala pashtus mischa.
Oh, all right. Does that work?
Menachem, yeah, perfect.
I hope so.
Yeah,
good. Perfect, Menachem. There's a certain das that's mityashevet. Das is chabus kenoda dainu ech shechidush agol sheish at tamidei chacham. What's a chidushim by the tamidei chacham? Bishnot hazikna, where they get older, he's chabus hamchudesh al advarim shebishigra. They're excited about the Rashi on the page. Right, a younger Talmud Chacham is more excited about that, and I have this big chiddush from the Issachron and this Achron, which is good. We always have to go through that stage of life, but if you see a real older Talmud Chacham, like Rav Weinberger, he says that he used to have a Gemara in his room, and he would have every like Rishon and this and everything open, and his father would walk into the room. His father, like, is an old Hungarian pre-war, you know, big Lamdim before the war, and he looked, and he goes, "You're never going to be a Talmud Chacham with all those Sfarim." Because what's the matter with you? Learn Gemara, Rashi, Tuzos, the Marsha. Like, what are you doing? So when a person gets older, they just for a Rashi, they get so simple Rashi. When a person's younger, they need new. They knew that the Rashi is not enough. Rashi, to find a Chiddush in Rashi, come on. That's not exciting. We see in Sifrei Tzadikim, every year, look at a Sfas Emes. He's saying the same thing a lot of the years. Like, come on. That a tzaddik is able to feel the ruach ischachus even in the same Torah every year. It's not because they didn't prepare and they had nothing better to give. It's just that their giving over that Torah was not the one that was giving from the year previous year. It was giving over from a new ischachus. They finally knew. They say about Rav Kook. Weinberger said that Rav Kook, he would learn his own sefer, Oros HaTshuva, every El, and he would find his own chidush in it. He's like, wow, what a chidush! And he wrote it. But he's connected to this chachus within that thing. He doesn't have to say, okay, this year it's Oros HaTshuva, next year it's going to be Al HaTshuva, next year it's going to be this. And he's like, that, that. He's mischadish everything, because the tzaddikim are very connected to the eye, and therefore the Torah, it's every year they're going to be different. They're going to relate to it differently. But kidei kach ayu tovchem amnat latpiach shekasher ayu tamidim shomim osam omer zivrei haTorah vafilu baomer mesamilim haktuva besedu bechumash mitoch tam ve'ergesh v'ched v'chibur nafshi amuk elatev shenemer kfarayot dai bezek kidei lechios bonus b'tam mechudashim. The way that the tzaddik says it, everyone's picking up the way that the tzaddik says it. Even if he says nothing new, the way he's reading the actual psukim is something to chadash. That's what it means, new. It doesn't have to mean a change, that last year we learned this, and this year we're going to learn that. It's chadash. Mischadish betuvo in the mice of Bereshis, in the same mice of Bereshis that happens every day. It says anything that's an enjoyment of, you know, if you're going to have pizza every day, you're going to like pizza less. It's not going to be such a tanuk, like, oh wow, we're having pizza tonight. You know, like, we had it every night this week, so why would I enjoy that? What does it mean? Tanuk tamidi, any tanuk that's done in the same way. When a person puts a new ruach into that same thing, he's making a chiddush and not a change. As I have a chiddush above the malam in the shemesh, then the chiddush is coming from above the shemesh. He's raising above ain. Kol chadash tachar Hashemesh. When a person does it and he puts it and it's as if he's davening mincha for the first time, or going to the kotel for the first time, then he puts new life into it. He puts new life into it. We'll skip this these brackets. Omnam bashkafa pshuta. Nirish yesh tamid lechadash inyanim chadash ki matam lashuv amashik var yet mola b'shona shavra. Achamei vin yavid. So again, we have this yitzahara of it doesn't make sense. To repeat the same thing and same thing and same thing. Let's try something new. Achamei v'nyavin sheikarim shel dvarim v'schabrus mechudeshet el mashik farhaya. Kish bebriya darga mashpia, which is Svarim Kedushin, is called the zachar, the male. Kish dargos mekabel nuk. The nuk is the mekabel. You have the mashpia and the mekabel. Mashpia zachar, right? And the mekabel is called the nuk, which is the nekeva. Hamashpia eino tzarech shinuim b'chayav. The mashpia doesn't need anything new in their lives. Kish pekocho lachayos chiyus mechudeshet b'chol davar shekayim kvar. Zeh masharom shekemat ein etzlo inyan shalachlofas malbushim v'shinuim v'chitzonim kiyotze b'zeh ki meim she'ein evdel ben labush zeh lezeh v'ayikah v'tochen apnimi. One second. The mashpia, which is the male, they don't need such a mischadish. Our bodies are not mischadish like a woman. A woman's body is constantly mischadish, right? A man doesn't need this mischadish. And you look into a clothes wardrobe of a normal man, and there's not so much differences. There's a pants and a shirt and a pants and a shirt and a shirt and a pants and this color pants. And there's not so much difference. But the man, it's much more of a constant. It's much more of a constant. That's by the mashpia. Ach etzel mekabel the nuk. When you go into the feminine, shonim advarim the nuk bechayev tamin shinuim lelo herif. The woman's constantly going through changes. Her body changes. Mashaya etmol kfarino tov pag taimo. Hayom tzichim laofia baofen chadash umacha baofen acher. The woman's always looking for his chachos. Af ki ma ercho shel inin chitzoni em kocho pagad meira. Kol zan aver ki Hashem yizbarach yasad esi korish al mekabel baofen sheim bekocho latet. Chiyut amitut laatzmo. V'al ken k'dei l'skayim ein lo brer akim l'nkot chidushim v'kach l'toanem v'chedva sakiyum. K'chol shi, I'll explain in a minute, k'chol shi yigbar achozik b'nefesh yasok adam yosef b'schabrus chadasha el mashe k'far kayim v'lo b'shinuim. I think what it's saying is that by nature that the mikabel, the nook, always has to be looking to the zachar for the changes. She always has to look to her husband for the renewal. There's a great need for a woman to have this renewal.
But yeah. Didn't we say that the man is the constant, though?
So right.
For himself.
So again, for the real ischachos, for the real ischachos, that the man understands real ischachos. He's not getting stuck in a new wardrobe every year. Now, you can't ignore that for a woman. You can't, like, oh, I'm not buying you a new dress for Yontif because, you know, you just start learning how to have real ischachos. No, the part of the nature of a woman is to need that more of a change. But, and that's why she's able to have a child, and a man can have a child. because she has this change in her body that she can do it. So on one hand, a change that's connected to the schachos is a very positive thing. Okay, is there ever room to change your yeshiva? Yes. Is there ever room to change your roommate? Yes. Is there ever room to change your shir? Yes. But it has to be from an inside out approach, as opposed to this is going to help me. This is going to help me. This is going to help me. No. That you make a decision, and then based on your decision of not being lazy, these steps have to be taken out to make a change in my life. It's not denying that the changes ever needed a place. That the again, we're not going to get this so into deeply. Yeah. That therefore, the zachar needs the nekev, and the nekev needs the zachar. There has to be a healthy balance between the Mordechai and Esther balance. If you look in that Esther. You know, she's going through all these changes, and Mordechai is just saying, "Yo, Shiva Shara Melech." But she needs that constancy from Mordechai, and Mordechai needs that changing for Esther. That you have to be like this, and you have to be like that, and you have to go there, and you have to go there. Okay, again, without getting into the idea of Mashvim Mekabel too much. Ha'ischachos ipkichas einayim mechudeshes ala tova nitzchias shebebriyah mimos olam v'olam. That ischachos is opening our eyes to that which is being happening day in and day out. This is the mid of Netzach. Netzach, I mean, t'midiot, lelo shinui. Netzach means it's something that's constant and not shinui. Shesh b'chaim t'midim. Chiyus elukim meis Hashem atov, ani Hashem lo shiniti, because Hashem himself is ani Hashem, I am Hashem lo shiniti. I have not changed. Hanas is tom v'chadash. So what, Hashem, you didn't change, but the world is constantly living. He goes, no, I keep on constantly giving the same chiyus into the world. And anybody who's dovek, anybody who's connects to this real ischachos of meaning that renewal within that which we do every day, then he will be a pelik chayim in mayin chayim. He'll be a flowing spring, a flowing constant nitzchius, eternal spring. We have to get this in our mind. When Rosh Hashanah is coming up. It's not like, okay, oh, now I'm going to start this safer, and now I'm going to start this, and then, now I'm going to make, I, you know, we went in a Rebbe's meeting one time, and there was a whole thing, how do we make the learning stronger? So, oh, you know, do learning in this, do learning that time, do learning like that. No, let's find a way to make morning Seder stronger. Let's find a way to, you know, strengthen it. And that's how the test came, by the way, all the tests that Rav Siv started last year. Through that, like, no. Instead of saying, okay, no, okay, so learning's not going well, so okay, so let's learn, let's start our learning program on Motzei Shabbos! Right, that's trying to change. We're dealing with, but what about Tuesday morning? That's what has to be mischadish. I'm not saying that learning on Motzei Shabbos is bad, God forbid. I'm saying that we have to look at the mischadish within what we have already, and that should be the proper mabat in Rosh Hashanah. And any change will come out of a natural expression of looking into myself that maybe I don't belong here, and I truly don't. I want to live up to this, and this road is not going to get me there. And I have to change the road, but it's not. I have to change. So if I have to change, I have to change the road, and the road will change me. That will never happen. That doesn't happen in life. The new wife will not change you, and the new yeshiva won't change you, and the new chavrusa won't change you. The only thing is to be mischadish within ourselves.